NATO says no provision to expel members after report, U.S. could seek to suspend Spain. Katya Adler, Europe's NATO allies push back at reported U.S. threat to Spain. No 10 says Falklands sovereignty rests with U.K. after report of U.S. review. Thousands at risk after multi-million dollar Everest flood warning system left to rust. Meeting with the king would demonstrate human dignity, says Epstein survivor. China car giant BYD says it can thrive without U.S. 31 sloths die in Florida before attraction opening. The viral manifesto of anti-woke tech boss with NHS and defense contracts. U.S. Justice Department drops probe into Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. U.S. to allow firing squads, gas, and electrocution for federal executions. Key suspect in notorious Tataman massacre during Syria civil war arrested. Israeli police investigate after officers cut Palestinian flag. From Skullcap, pirates hijack oil tanker off the coast of Somalia. Mandelson under formal investigation by EU's anti-fraud office. Three Kosovo Serbs jailed over deadly gun battle and monastery siege. Poisoning suspected in deaths of 18 wolves in Italian National Park. Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu treated for early-stage prostate cancer. Epstein housed abuse victims in London flats, BBC reveals. Kenyan leader sparks uproar after mocking Nigerians. Spoken English. South Africa's top envoy to Ghana summoned over attacks on foreigners. South Korea police arrest man for posting AI photo of runaway wolf. I moved 1,500 miles to be with my deported husband. Meet the men calling out masculinity trends. The Kashmir town trying to win back tourists after a deadly attack. A nation built on pan-African principles faces questions about racism. Behind Nigeria's murky coup plot, the money, the prayers, and a Nollywood arrest, who is making decisions in Iran. Heated rivalry, the housemaid and fourth wing, TikTok launches BookTok bestseller list. Meeting with the king would demonstrate human dignity, says Epstein survivor. Why is this game only legal across Australia one day a year? How the Kremlin's internet crackdown is frustrating Russians. A dangerous standoff as Strait of Hormuz blockade continues. Watch. Powerful tornadoes barrel through northern Oklahoma. Trump has not mentioned Canada paying an entry fee ahead of USMCA talks, says Carney. Oil prices end volatile session mixed but up sharply for the week on supply worries. EU prepares to clash with US again over shipping carbon levy, API. Farm groups urge Congress to back year-long E15 sales as prices rise. Trump grants 90-day Jones Act waiver extension to curb energy costs. Only 5 ships pass through Strait of Hormuz in 24 hours. Iran's foreign minister arrives in Pakistan. Trump expects offer satisfying. U.S. demands U.S. energy exports hit record highs as Strait of Hormuz conflict persists. Exclusive. U.S. law enforcement raids offices of Houston fuel trader Econ Midstream. Russia's Lavrov says U.S. discarding international conventions, pursuing its own interests. DeepSeek unveils new AI model tailored for Huawei chips. As China pushes for tech autonomy, Canada greenlights Enbridge gas pipeline expansion in test of Carney approval process. Deutsche Börse CEO warns against 24/7 trading as Wall Street prepares for it. U.S. equity fund inflows rise on earnings optimism. AI boost. NTSB says runway safety system did not activate before fatal Air Canada Express collision. European equities log steep weekly losses with no resolution to Mideast conflict. CFTC sues New York to block oversight of prediction markets. Analysis. Most U.S. companies seen sticking with quarterly reporting. Brazil regulator approves deeper probe into Google's news content use. Brazil aims to regulate critical minerals without tax breaks. Finance minister says German business sentiment hits lowest since 2020 as Iran war weighs. U.S. consumer sentiment slumps to record low in April. Inflation expectations rise.